Thank you for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Jack Abramowitz filling in for Naftali Hartman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, an opportunity to convene from around the world to Daven to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on this Yom Sheni, the 24th day of the month of Adar. Today's call is sponsored by Alana and Menachem Bedziner for a complete and speedy recovery for their dear friend, Mazel Tov Gitzel Bas Vega, Refuah Shelema. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and to introduce Rabbi Yechiel Morris of the Young Israel of Southfield in Detroit, Michigan, to share Divrei Chizuk, followed by Rabbi Morris slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Prakim Chaf, Kuf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis, chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. This will be followed by Achenu, recited in both Hebrew and English, the Mishaberech Letzahal, and the Mishaberech Leshvuyim, the prayer for those who are tragically being held captive. We will conclude with the Mishaberech Lecholim, with Rabbi Morris pausing to enable each of us to insert the names of all those for whom we are davening. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder emails, you can subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. That's ou.org/Tehillim call. And now, bikavod, with great honor, Rabbi Morris.
Thank you so much. It's great joining everyone today. This coming Shabbos, we're going to conclude Sefer Shemos, reading Parshas Pekudei. In addition to that, we have the fourth and the final of the special Torah readings leading up to Purim and Pesach, and that is the reading of Parshas HaChodesh, taken from the 12th chapter of Sefer Shemos, where we learn about the very first mitzvah that was given to the Jewish people, the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, and we always have this special reading just prior to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which this year will actually be right after Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, and on Sunday. It's interesting that we actually invoke the notion of Rosh Chodesh, of the first of the month, at our Seder, right after we talk about the four sons. The Baal Haggadah then tells us, Yachol Mei Rosh Chodesh, that there's some interesting suggestion that the Baal Haggadah says that one may have thought that the Seder should not be on the night of the 15th of Nisan, but rather on the first of Nisan, on Rosh Chodesh. And there's many explanations as to why one would have possibly thought that. I think the most common explanation is based upon a Sforno, his insight to this Perek Yud Beis in Sefer Shemos, where the Sforno says, why is it that the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people before they left Egypt, right before the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, was the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. And as Forno says, because Rosh Chodesh is all about time. It's all about the Jewish people proclaiming the new month, and a slave, unlike a free person, is unable to control their own time. They are told by their master what to do and when to do it. But a free person has the ability to take time and to make the most of it. And that sense of freedom perhaps is so strong, is so great, that one may have perhaps thought, says the Baal Haggadah, that even the Seder should be on Rosh Chodesh of Nisan. I'd like to just share with you, just for the last few minutes we have together, a beautiful insight that I saw a couple of years ago. A new Haggadah came out 2 years ago, with Melech Biderman on the Haggadah. And the Biderman in that Haggadah that was put out by Art Scroll cited the Beis Yisrael of Gur. Apparently, right after the Holocaust, the Beis Yisrael had gathered together a number of the survivors, and they were talking about Pesach and the holiday of freedom, a holiday of salvation, of joy, of hope. And everyone there was obviously in such pain, such tears. The survivors had survived, but they lost so much. And how would they be able to celebrate Pesach, a holiday of freedom, a holiday of celebration and of joy? And therefore, he invoked this paragraph of Yachol Mei Rosh Chodesh, that one may have thought, said the Beis Yisrael of Gur, that a person should only have a Pesach, one should only celebrate freedom when there's the new month, when there's light, when there's hope, when there's optimism, as the moon begins to expand and one sees only joy in front of them. But that's not always the case. Life does not always present itself in that situation. Sometimes we face great challenges, Sometimes there's even pain and great suffering. And therefore the Haggadah says, Yachamir Shodesh Tamalomar Bayomahu. No, on this day, the day of the 15th, that too is a time that one needs to also experience a Seder and still to celebrate a Pesach. But then the Baal Haggadah is not finished. And the way the Beis Yisrael of Gor continues, he says, perhaps, however, I would think that this Nibaod Yom on that day is only in a moment of illumination. And daylight appears within the darkness. One's in a moment of great pain and suffering and of challenge. But then one sees a little bit of hope, of optimism. Maybe only at that moment, when a little bit of the sunlight appears, only then one should celebrate the Pesach. So the Haggadah concludes, Tamalomar Bavorzeh. Bavorzeh lo marti el bishol sheish matza umaror munachem lefanecha. That no, even in a moment when there's maror, even when there's bitterness, even when there is matzah, even when there is a lechem oni, bread of affliction, even at those moments, we have the capacity to still to reach out to Hashem, to still find our faith, to still to be able to move forward. And therefore, we sit around the Seder table, hopefully experiencing joy, experiencing our redemption. But even in moments when there may be some national pain and suffering, or we as individuals may be experiencing a great challenge, we still find faith in God, and we're still able to come together. And that, in conclusion, is probably the message also of the Seder of Rabbi Akiva, with the other rabbis in Bnei Brak, right after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the Second Temple, unable to be in Yerushalayim. Instead, they were in Bnei Brak, and yet they were somehow still able to come together to have a Seder, and ultimately for the students to come in and to say that Higiyas Mancha Kriyashan Al Shal Shacharis, that we see the light, we see there's still hope, we see there's still a path forward, even when we're experiencing moments, unfortunately, in life, and sometimes there's great challenge as well. God willing, this year we should have a Pesach where we can celebrate as a people. There should only be redemption and salvation, both in our national lives as well as our individual lives as well. We're now going to commence the Tehillim. The first will be Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. Lamanat Seach, Mizmor Le David, Yancha Adonai B'yom Sara, Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezecha Mikodesh, Mitzion Yisadeka, Yizkor Kol Minchos Decha, Bo Lasa Yidash Nasela, Yitein Lecha Chilva Vecha, Vecho Asasa Yimalei, Niranana Bishua Sacha, Bishem Elohino Nidgo, Yimali Adonai Komi Shalo Sacha, Atayadati Kiyoshia Adonai Mishicho, Yaneo Mishme Kacho, Bigvuros Yesha Yimino, Elevarecha, Elevasusim, Anachnu Bishem Adonai Elohino Naskir, Himakaro Vinofolo, Anachnu Kamnu Vinisodad, Adonai Hoshia, Hamelech Yaneinu, V'yom Kareinu. Tilam Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor Le David, Adonai Ro'i Lo Echzar, Binos Desha, Yarbitzeini, Amei Minuchos Yinaleini, Nashi Yishovev, Yancheini, B'mag Leit Tzedek, L'man Shemo, Gam ki elech begeit samoves, Lo ira ro ki ato imadi, Shiftecho mishantecha, Hema yinachamuni, Taroch lefanai shulchan, Neged soriroi, Dishanta vashemen, Roshi kosi rivaya, Achtov vachesed yirdefuni, Kol yimei chayai, Vishafti beveis Adonai, Leorech yamim. Tilam Chofafal of Psalm 121. Shilam Avos, Esainai el ha'arim, Ein yavo ezri, Ezri me'im Adonai, Osei Shemayim v'oret, Al yitein lamot raglecha, Al yanon shomracha, Hinei lo yanon v'lo yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai shomracha, Adonai tzilcha, Al yad yeminecha, Yomam ha'shemesh lo yakaka, V'yareach balayla, Adonai yishmorecha, Mikol ra yishmor es nafshecha, Adonai Yishmor Tseitha Uboecha, Me'ata V'ad Olam, Tilam Kuflamed, Psalm 130. Shira Malos, Imamakim Karasicha Adonai, Adonai Shema Bekoli Tiana Aznecha Kashuvos Lekol Tachanunai Im Avonos Tishmarya Adonai Miyamod Ki Imcho Aslicha Leman Tivarei Ki Visi Adonai Kivsa Nafshi Lidvaro Hocholti Nafshi Adonai Mishomrim Laboker Shomrim Laboker Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Ki Im Adonai Hachasad V'harbe Imo Fidos Who yiftas Yisrael mikol avonosav? Tilam kuf membeis Psalm 142. Maskil leDavid biosav maras vila koli el Adonai ezar koli el Adonai etchanan eshbof lefanav sichi sarasi lefanav agid bisatef alai ruchi veata yadata nisivasi v'orach zu alef tamnu fachli. Habet yamim ure ve'ein li makir, ava manos mimeni ein doreshin nafshi, za'akti elecha Adonai amarti atam nachsi chelki be'eretz hachayim, hakshiva el rinasi ki delosi me'od, hatzileni mirotfai ki yamsu mimeni, hotziya mimaskir nafshi lehodos ha'shemecha, v'yachdiu tzadikim kisigmo alai, achenu. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunin b'tzara uvashivya ha'omdim bein bayam bein b'yabasha ha'makom yirachem aleihem yotziei mitzara l'rvacha me'afela ora mishiba l'geula hashta bagala bizman kariv and omar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now swiftly and soon, let us say, Amen. The Mishaberach L'Chayalei Tzahal, a prayer for Israel's defense forces. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avram Yitzhak V'Yakov, Hu Yivarech Es Chayalei Tzahal Haganal Yisrael, V'Yanchei Kochos HaBitachon, Hom Dimma Mishmar Arzino, V'Arei Eloheinu, Migvol V'Nom, V'Amidbar Mitzrayim, V'Mine Yam HaGadol, Abuvo Harava, V'Chol Makom Shehem, Bebasha, Ba'avir Uvayam. Yitain anay esloveinu akamim aleinu nikafim netehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishmor v'yatsil et chayelinu mikol tzar v'tzuka mikol nega u'machala bishlach bracha v'atzlacha b'chol masei yedeyem. Yad beres tanino tachteyem yatim keser yishua v'ater nitzachon v'kuyam hem akasuv ki Adonai aleichem ha'olech imachem yilachem lachem im oivechem l'shir eschem v'nomar amen. Mishabeach l'shvuyim, prayer for those being held as hostages, being held in captivity. Mishabeach avoseinu Avram Yitzhak v'Yakov Yosef Moshe v'Aaron David u'Shlomo hu yivarech yishmor v'yinsloras nedrei tzva haganal Yisrael u'shvuyav des kol achenu nesunim b'tzara u'vashivya bavur shkol hakal hakadosh zeh mispalel bavuram hakadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem b'yotzei mechoshe v'tzamaves v'soseyam Yinateg mitzikosim yoshiei mishivei meira lechik mishpechoseyam. Yadu l'Adonai chastov nifosov v'nei adam mekuyam v'hem mekwashe kasuv. Uftuye Adonai yishuvun avod sion brina v'simchas olam al rosham. Sasom v'simcha yastigu v'nasu yagom yanacha v'nomar. Amen. Now the Mishaberach l'cholim for those who are ill. Yishaberach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo Hu Yivarech Es HaCholim Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachimam Urapolsam Lachazikam Lachiyosam Yishlach Lameh Erfur Shlem Neshamayim Lachoy Vareyem Lachol Gideyem Besov Sharchole Yisrael Refuas HaNefesh Refuas HaGuf Hashtah Bagalah Bizman Kariv Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Rabbi Morris. We look forward to having you back on the program again in Yerush Hashem in the very near future. For all of us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.